Al-Bayan Radio presents Quranic Reflections presented by Nidal Al-Ayubi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Today, inshallah, we will be discussing Surah Al-Kawthar. Now, the word Kawthar means in Arabic Al-Khayr Al-Kathir, much and perpetual good in this world and in the hereafter. It is also said that it means a river in paradise.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar fasalli li rabbika wanhar inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar.
In the name of Allah, most compassionate, most merciful. Indeed, we have given you countless blessings. So pray to your Lord and sacrifice for Him. Surely, he who hates you is the one cut off.
Surah Al-Kawthar is a Mecca surah. It is composed of three ayat and it is Surah 108 in the Mus'haf. It is also called Surah Al-Nahr, the slaughtering. And this surah, Surah Al-Kawthar, discusses Allah's great favor on his noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in granting him al-kawthar, and it is abundant good in the worldly life, al-dunya, and the hereafter, in al-akhirah. Then this surah calls upon the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be constant in prayer and to sacrifice his offering in thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, Verily, we have granted you, O Muhammad, al-Kawthar. Now, the word Kawthar means in Arabic al-Khayr al-Kathir, much goodness or abundance of good. Imam al-Sa'di, rahimahullah, he said about this ayah, Allah says to his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while asserting his favor on him, Verily, we have granted you al-Kawthar, meaning abundant goodness and enormous bounties. Among them is what Allah will grant his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of resurrection, such as a river in paradise called Al-Kawthar and Al-Hawd, the lake fount of paradise water. The width of Al-Hawd is a month's journey. The length is also a month's journey. Its water is whiter than milk and sweeter than honey. Its cups are numerous and as bright as the stars in the sky. One who drinks from it will never become thirsty again. Allah then says, Therefore, turn in prayer to your Lord and sacrifice to Him alone. Imam Sa'di rahimahullah, he said about this verse, After Allah mentioned His favors on His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, He ordered him to show gratitude for His favors, saying, Therefore, turn in prayer to your Lord and sacrifice. Allah mentioned these two acts of worship in specific, meaning prayer and sacrifice, or slaughtering a sacrificial animal for the sake of Allah, because they are among the best acts of worship and the most honored deeds that draw one close to Him. Also, prayer entails aspects of humbleness to Allah with the heart and limbs and involves various types of slavery or servitude to Him. Sacrificing brings one closer to Allah when the slave gives up the best possession one has and contributes wealth that hearts normally want and desire and feel miserly when giving. Allah then says,
Inna shani'aka huwal abtar.
Indeed, the one who hates you is the one cut off. Imam Sa'di rahimahullah, he said about this verse, For he who hates you means he who dislikes, criticizes, or defames you, O Muhammad, he will be cut off from prosperity, from working deeds that avail them, and from being remembered. As for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the perfect man, in truth, who has attained the highest possible level of perfection for any creation, including having his name raised high and enjoying abundant supporters and followers. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by granting him abundant blessed good in this world and in the hereafter. Allah also granted him Al-Kawthar, a tremendous river in Jannah. Since Allah has given you, been given Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which He has given you, and your ummah is included along with you, be constant in prayer to your Lord and offer it sincerely for your Lord alone. Also, perform Hajj to the house for the sake of your Lord and slaughter your Hadi and your Udhiyah. Furthermore, Your honor with Allah is such that the one who hates you is cut off from every good and from every good mention. While on the other hand, your mention shall never end with the passage of time or change of place until the day of resurrection. Now some of the mushrikeen, they taunted Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when his son Al-Qasim died. They said that he was cut off, meaning he had no offspring, no progeny. Therefore, what did Allah say about these people? Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. The one who has described the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this manner is the one who is truly cut off, and there will be no lasting memory or mention of him. So my dear brothers and sisters, this surah teaches us many things. From them, that Allah's generosity to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is limitless. Also, that the way to show thanks to Allah for his blessing is by offering salah and slaughtering for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also any good deed in general. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not leave behind any male progeny, yet Allah has spread his fame to all lands. His name is mentioned in our prayers, in the Adhan, when we send peace and blessings upon him regularly, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us in this surah his honor of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahu a'lam, barakallahu feekum, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, wa assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.